Now, let me give you a clue to this one as well. In this movie, there was a little creature. It looked sort of like a animated squirrel, I guess you could say, that had this love affair with this nut, this acorn. And he spent quite a bit of time trying to chase down that acorn. Okay, what was the name of the movie? Some of you got it. That's right. Ice Age. Congratulations. Yes, indeed. Congratulations. Those of you got it right. Let me tell you something. I don't think I would have gotten it. All right, so here we go. We're learning more about what we can learn from our pets. And again, some of these songs may not have much to do with pets, but they have to do with animals, and that's the connection. Okay, so what else can we learn from our pets? How about this? Any of you ever get a little grossed out or whatever because your dog was trying to lick you in the face, maybe even in your mouth? Or maybe you saw your dog lick your baby in the face, maybe in the mouth. You say, oh, no, Fido, you can't do that. You can't lick us in the face. And isn't it interesting that the dogs know our faces from our hands, and they prefer to lick our faces, just like we generally prefer to kiss each other's faces, whether the cheeks or lips. And the dogs care about us. They love us, and they want to show it. They want to express their love by kissing us. They just do it by licking. Well, here's the thing. They don't play hard to get. When they love you, they show you that they love you. It's a good approach for people seeking to strengthen their relationships. A study published in the journal Personal Relationships suggests small, thoughtful gestures can have a big impact on how connected and satisfied couples feel. It's important that the affection, the show of affection, be mutual. And not having one person showing affection while the other person usually just receives it and just becomes inflated in the ego, because all they do is receive and they get lifted up with pride because they don't return the love. A million and one excuses as to why they don't want to do it. But the bottom line is, okay, how about this? Whether we're watching kittens like, you know, Persian cat kittens, or whether we're watching puppies, or whether we're watching lion kittens, we just enjoy watching those little ones play together. And even when they get big, it's a lot of fun seeing dogs play with each other. But goofing off isn't just for kids and kittens. In his book, Play, Dr. Stuart Brown writes that playing is a basic human need, along with sleeping and eating. Check this out. Playing enhances intelligence. Play. We talk about the creativity that can just blow up when we have played a while, particularly when we watch our children. Oh, man, talk about creativity and play being combined. Play enhances intelligence. It enhances creativity. It enhances problem solving. Play. Can you imagine that? Enhances problem solving. And as we can imagine, social skills. So take a cue from our pets and devote ourselves to an activity that has no purpose other than fun, fun, fun. All right. What else can we learn from our pets? I know some of our pets really like being indoors. They only want to be indoors. They'll go outside just long enough to use the bathroom, then they want back in. But some of our pets can't get out there fast enough. What can we learn from our pets, especially those who really like being out there? We can learn to enjoy the great outdoors. A hike in the woods might be a dog's idea of bliss, but again, there are plenty of benefits for the human mind and body. Spending time outdoors can enhance fitness. It increases vitamin D levels. And remember, we need that vitamin D for such things as helping to prevent cancer. Yes, vitamin D is very important. Spending outdoors can reduce stress. Spending time outdoors can reduce stress. And children playing in natural settings has been linked to better distance vision, fewer ADHD symptoms, and better performance in school. Playing in natural settings. Yes, indeed. So, when the weather permits, and when I say permits, truly, when it's not too cold and stuff like that, let's let our children play outside. In fact, let's encourage them to play outside. Let's find a way to encourage them to not be so stuck on the games, the technology, that all they want to do is either sit inside and play the games or sit outside and play the games. Let's encourage them to play and to often play outdoors. All right, how about this? Making time to groom. Aside from the obvious health benefits of bathing and brushing our teeth, grooming can have a number of positive effects on our lives. Good personal hygiene, vital to self-esteem. I've been just fascinated as I've watched people who have been, you know, as I've watched documentary movies, for example, where they depict people who were taken captive in a time of war, taken prisoner in time of war, and how they are limited with the number of showers that they're able to take. Maybe one shower per week, one shower every 2 weeks. And when they get that opportunity to shower, it's the most important thing. And especially if they have some soap, if they're allowed to use some soap. And if that soap is limited, be careful. People like being clean. Often people like being clean. And you can see how it can help with self-esteem. A tidy appearance also can help you get a job and maintain a job. All right, what else can we learn from our pets? How about being aware of body language? Dogs are excellent at reading each other's intent from body language. Humans don't do as well. While most of us do reveal our emotions through posture, speech patterns, and eye contact, other people generally aren't very good at reading those cues. So people get better at decoding body language as we get older. Okay, I think that this is one that a lot of you are going to recognize right away. This is our next Name That Animal tune. I hope this one isn't too easy, but here we go.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Red.
Okay, this is a really hard one, I know. Really hard, but I want you to go ahead, give me the name of the animal, give me the type of animal, and the name of the animal.
Of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is-